Welcome to Explore Radio. I'm Jeff St. Clair. An ongoing series at the University of Akron brings in artists who are breaking down barriers between art and science. Right now, we explore how the Synapse Art Series is changing the way we view both disciplines. Simon Schleicher is an assistant professor of architecture at the University of California, Berkeley. He was in Akron recently to talk about designing architectural elements based on the mechanical properties of flowers. He began one project by looking at the way a large tropical flower opens when a bird lands on it.
Engineers call it lateral torsional buckling and usually consider that as a failure mode.
Far from failure, it was the starting point for Schleicher to help create a unique type of window blind that, just like the flower, opens when a slight pressure is applied to one end.
What we learned from the plant is that there is an entire world of flexible constructions out there, which we until now consider to be failures, that you could also instrumentalize and use them to make a certain function possible or to use it in a performative aspect.
Schleicher is an engineer with a background in art.
I'm both and in between and, yes, everything.
Or more specifically,
the person who is building the bridges between the disciplines.
Schleicher is just the kind of bridge builder that Matthew Colajay loves to include in his Synapse Art Series at the University of Akron.
That's kind of why I'm doing this, is because the gaps in understanding or the places where there's disagreement, that's where the innovation is.
As a painter and art professor, Colajay sees the need for an ongoing examination of the technology that surrounds us and the artistic impulse to interpret what's happening. He says advances in science and medicine happen faster than our ability to process them.
They offer great possibilities, and that we're able to, you know, live longer, have healthier lives in some ways, but there are also problems. And so art is really meant to get at those challenges, at those kinds of concerns.
The Synapse Art Series has brought around 30 artists to Akron in the decades since Colajay launched it. Recent speakers include a sculptor who builds installations based on meteorological data of major storms, a fashion designer inspired by the defenses used by insects, and art inspired by radioactive groundwater contamination in southern Ohio. In 2011, he invited architectural designer Jenny Sabin, a professor at Cornell, to present her ideas. Sabin builds sculptures and architectural prototypes based on the language of science, which he says is itself undergoing a revolution.
The way that science is done is being radically challenged in the onset of big data.
She's experimenting with new ways to reveal the underlying insights hidden within huge number sets.
For me, the use of data is not about mapping or just representation, but really unearthing that dynamic scenario that is highly spatial and highly structural.
Working with biologists, Sabin has created installations based on the spaces between cells, finding new ways to approach architecture. Using 3D printers, she's creating new building materials inspired by nature, including an updated version of the humble brick.
The current versions of polybrick are based on human bone formation, so very much based on a biological model.
Sabin says her bricks, based on the pore structure of bones, makes them stronger and lighter. Simon Schleicher at UC Berkeley combines the systematic approach of science with the intuitive insights of artists to solve design problems. He says, though, there's one thing that connects all approaches.
You can be curious as an artist, you can be curious as a scientist, as a doctor, and in every field. So keeping the curiosity is the important thing.
At the University of Akron, painter Matthew Colajay has collaborated with the Polymer Science Department, the Biomimicry Research Center, and computer scientists.
I'm interested in creating community. I'm interested in creating dialogues where there's more openness.
He says science sometimes needs the disruptive energy of art to break new ground. I'm Jeff St. Clair with this week's Explore Radio. To find out more about this and other Explore Radio topics, search Explore Radio at WKSU.org.